which is the error that we're asking to be corrected. It's a residential property all along, and remember how it happened in the software, that commercial value was added, and we need to refund them for that. So all along, since 2009, the appraised residential value was $215,737. And that residential value has been on there for each year. But in 2015, there was an additional value added under commercial for $108,944. That's the error.
So when it says residential was not decreased, that's not...
Where is it you're reading, Brandon?
On your notes, somebody's notes here on this paper.
Second to last page, dirty software commercial.
Yeah, it's been the same residential, $40,990. Okay.
It says residential was not decreased, that's what I just said. It's been the same all along. Commercial value was added. That shouldn't have been.
Okay. Label this Exhibit B. At today's date, move to approve Exhibit B dated 10/17/2016.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, gentlemen, the next set of abatements is for abatement year 2016, and it's erroneous assessments. And it's abatement numbers
202, 725,
726
through 802, the add-ons.
Oh, was it add-ons next?
That's what we have in our book.
Okay, I apologize, I got out of order. Okay. Make a correction to that. Add-ons to the book. Abatement numbers 202-766 through 802. These are properties that was, from my understanding, was added to the property rolls.
The 2799 was a fire, so it was, I believe that's the right one. That was decreased. But we look at it like an occupancy, like the others. $2799 is an occupancy also. It's an agriculture occupancy where a barn is added. It was an old residence removed.
That's why it went up.
It went up because of the new bar.
I didn't think it'd go up because it burned.
No, I don't. I read that wrong. It wasn't burnt. It was barred.
Label this Exhibit C. Move to approve Exhibit C, 10-17-2016.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Are there erroneous next in your book? On to the erroneous assessments for abatement year 2016. Abatement number starts out at 202-725, then it goes 729, 751, 757, 762, 764, 767, 769, 773, 778, 780, 781 through 784. 786, 791, 792, 801, and 803.
So on the first one, it says garage put on with floor incorrectly, so it's given more square footage than it really had.
Which one was that?
The very first one.
Very first one, which is 725.
725. Does that make a big of a value difference, Chuck?
I'm trying to find it here. Give me just a minute, please. Okay, what they're saying is the garage was put on as a living area instead of a garage.
So I'm saying that makes that big of a value.
Yes. Yep.
Second one saying the house isn't there, hasn't been since 2000.
Yes, that's out north of Branson off of Wolf Road.
The one for Kennecuck, is that part of the same properties that was taken to the...
State Tax Commission.
Is this one of those properties?
Yeah, it's an additional property. I think it's actually Joe White's old house. They've sent me a letter. They're using it for staff housing now.
Thank you. number 769. This road is dedicated to public. Was it replatted and recorded?
Okay, this is off of Fall Creek Road. What do we call that? Woodland Estates. And this came about by way of the tax sale, I believe. Collector brought that to our attention. This road was dedicated as a road on the deed. Vice versa, it wasn't. Anyhow, it is currently dedicated to the public as a road, and we had it on the tax rolls, needless to say. And we're deleting it from the tax rolls because it's a public road. And I don't know if you've got a picture of the subdivision there. Do you have that map in front of you? It's that...
Circle?
That's that circle there. Part of it hasn't even been developed. It's kind of a open space water runoff situation.
And the next one is one that we just did for 2015 abatements. This is just changing the assessment. That's why it's two different years. 2016 on the Fred Stewart, the Majestic Cabin condo.
Yes. Correct. You're right on.
On the next one, 778. Condo letter was sent in June 10th. Why are we just now getting it?
Pulling it up, I'm guessing without getting in here that it's one of those that we've addressed along the way.